She were at church last Sunday and nothing bad happened. Granny stroked her chin. Could have been lucky that time. I'd advise against going back. On the Lord's Day, Mrs. O'Teal said, with the whole of the cove there to ward off her curse and no teaching a-going on, just proper preaching. Well, I suppose that might be safe, Granny gave in reluctantly. If and I brew us up some powerful herbs to ward off that gal's curse, we might just could go. I'd have to think on it a spell. A little garlic, a pinch of dill to ward off the evil, clover leaf if and I can find some dry. If I put together a proper recipe, I expect we could go to church. Too bad for that, muttered Smith. Mind you now, Granny warned. You can't be letting her in on why you're wearing my recipe. Gal with a curse on her that strong, she'll be able to work against all my medicine. So you uns keep your mouth hushed when you're over to the church. So we don't have to go to that mission school no more? Smith asked. Looks like not, said Mrs. O'Teal. Good thing, Smith said. She was way too bossy for a gal woman, if and you ask me. Please, Mama, Mary began. Hush now, Granny interrupted. I need to figure on what herbs and such will ward off a curse that strong. Could you make it something that don't smell too bad, Granny? Order Ball asked. Remember that time we was afraid of catching sick and you done made us rub that lard mess on ourselves? Stink to high heaven, it did. You stop your fussing and be thankful you got a granny who knows such things, Granny replied. She cast a warning look at Mary. And not another word about that teacher gal, you hear? Mary lay in her bed that night, listening to the wind howl and carry on. Creed Allen had been right when he'd told teacher it was going to storm. Tree limbs heavy with snow cracked like lightning. The icy wind found every chance it could to sneak through holes and cracks. Mary shivered beneath her thin blanket. Mounty lay beside her on a straw mattress on the floor. Three of their older brothers slept in the loft, a hole cut in the ceiling that led to a small space they reached by ladder. Their mama and papa slept in the far corner of the room. Thomas, the youngest, slept near them. The oldest brother, Wilmer, who had fits, slept in a sort of half-bed, half-pen in the corner. Granny, on account of her age, had the only bed off the floor, and it was just a straw mattress on some crates to keep her away from the cold floor. It was not much of a cabin, Mary knew. Most of her friends at school had nicer ones. Cleaner, anyway. Once, when she'd gone to the Spencer's cabin...